Thank you for downloading the Broadmead Community Church Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy it.
Sorry. Lord, I thank you that they are serving in such an incredible way, and that you are working through them, and they are seeking to impact this community with your love through that. We thank you for them. And Lord, as we continue this series on prayer, Lord, I just ask that you would, particularly as we look at this subject today, that you would speak to us, draw near to us. May we sense in a tangible way your presence. And as we open scripture, Lord, bring it alive to us by your spirit, we pray. Amen. Apologize, I'm so used to saying Sally and Sandra from their time together in BMAC that it kind of rolled off the tongue automatically. As we've mentioned, we're in May and June doing a series on prayer, and I've really appreciated the teaching that we've had so far on this subject. And so I thought we'd start with a little experiment. So I'm going to play a sound now that only young people can hear, apparently. So we're going to test whether you are a young person or not. So the sound is going to be played now. Did you hear that? Yeah, you heard it. Okay. Anyone else hear it? So Claire, you're claiming to be a young person. Yeah, okay. Let's just do it one more time. Play it now. Okay, Joel, can you hear that?
Yep.
You can hear that. Okay. Anyone else hear it? Okay, so unfortunately, only Claire and Joel are significantly young enough to be able to hear that. The rest of you, unfortunately, like myself, can't hear it. We're far too old. Now, before people like Kira and other people worry, there was no sound at all. Claire, what you're hearing, I don't know. Joel and I had worked on that earlier. I wasn't expecting someone to say they heard it. But isn't that the problem? So don't worry, you're all young. Okay, there was no sound at all. But isn't that sometimes how it feels when we come to this area of prayer, this idea of listening to God? I could see some of you were desperate to prove that you were a young person and you were really listening intently. Some of you were trying to block out the sound of the air handling unit. So, can I hear this? And it's a bit like that when it comes to listening to God, hearing from God. We desperately want to hear from God. But we think, not that it's just the young people that can do that, but we just think, oh, it's only the really super spiritual that can hear from God. You see, when it comes to prayer, many of us struggle with prayer. But when it comes to hearing God, maybe you feel a little bit like me as an old person in that scenario. I just can't hear. But I want to assure you this morning that help is at hand. You see, when it comes to hearing from God, it doesn't need to be weird, and it doesn't need to be something that we're scared of. It's normal. It is normal as a follower of Jesus to be walking and talking with God. It is normal to hear from God. In fact, it's abnormal and probably dangerous not to. So I don't want anyone here to have a sense that they are spiritually deaf. Moses knew this. In Exodus 33, we read, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. That's how God wants to communicate with us, as he would speak to a friend. And so today I'm going to give you some spiritual hearing aids. Now, those of you who are very observant will notice that about 6 months ago, I started wearing hearing aids. Some of you less observant only noticed in the last week or so, but that's okay. And this happened because about 4 years ago, Karen said to me, that's my wife, by the way, she said, I think you should go and get your hearing tested because you keep ignoring me quite a lot. And so I went and got my hearing tested about 4 years ago, and they said there is some damage, but not sufficient to warrant a hearing aid. And so I thought, oh, that's fine then. And then over last summer, Karen would said to me again, I really think that particularly when we're sitting around the table at home and there's a lot of noise, that you're not picking up what people are saying, or you're answering different questions that we're not asking. And I wasn't becoming increasingly aware that particularly out in the cafe area on a Sunday morning, I hope that I was saying, yeah, that's great, to the right thing that someone was saying. And they weren't telling me, you know, my mum's just passed away, you know, because I was in that noise, I was really struggling. So I went back and they said, yeah, you do need hearing aids. And so went through a whole kind of thing about, well, I don't really want big hearing aids, or I don't really want ones behind my ear because I haven't got any hair to hide it behind or anything like that. Anyway, we settled on what we had, and then the day came that I went to have them fitted. And now you can, there's an app on your phone, which was good for me because I love those kind of things. The lady said to me, you can control it. So if you're in a cafe, you can set it so that you don't hear the people behind you. You only hear the people in front of you. And it's got Bluetooth, which is amazing. So I can listen to the cricket without anyone knowing. And that's what I'm doing right now. and it was amazing. But then she put them in my ears. And she said, it will take some time. You'll probably get headaches because your brain is adjusting. And it was such a weird sensation when I first wore them. And I could hear the sound of my trousers as I walked, which was really, really weird. And it took me so long to adjust to them. And I don't wear them when I'm up here because they really irritate me when I've got these. They rub, and then all I can hear is the sound of these on my ears. But they've been a revelation to me. I can now hear much better. I can pick out what people are saying, and I can be a bit more pastorally sensitive because I know what people are saying to me. And I think that's a great illustration for what I'm hoping will happen today, is that you will have some spiritual hearing aids that won't cost what my physical hearing aids cost, which was mouth-watering. But actually, coming today, that you will have a sense that you're hearing more of God in the everyday, that you're hearing your Heavenly Father speaking to you as a friend speaks to a friend. See, in the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us our daily bread. But that is more than our need for physical nourishment. That's not enough. We need spiritual bread, and we need that daily also, because God is speaking to us and he wants to give us spiritual nourishment. Matthew 4 verse 4 says this, Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So let me ask you, are you hungry? Are you spiritually starving? Are you in need of nourishment? John 10, verse 27 says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And it's a little bit like this with God. On our mobile phone, if I get a call and I don't know the person, the likelihood is it's just going to be a load of numbers, and I've got no idea who it is. But if I know you, and we've got a friendship, a relationship, then the likelihood is that I've got your number and I've put your name to that number. And when you ring me, I answer and I say, hello, whoever it is. And I recognise your voice. And so what we want, it's the same for us with God. We want to develop that relationship further so that when God is speaking, we recognise the Father's voice. Now, before we move on, in this talk, I'm going to talk about hearing God speak. And I just want to clear this up. When God speaks, he speaks in many ways. And I'm going to use that generic term, but I don't mean that God always speaks in an audible voice. Some people hear an audible voice. I'm not someone who hears an audible voice, but I do hear God speak in other ways, through scripture, through prayer, through teaching, through creation, through pictures, through our, just a sense, and through other ways. And so when I say in this talk, when I say God speaks, I'm including all of those things at this time. So, how do we begin to listen to God? Well, I just want to go back to something that really struck with me from what Gillian said last week, and I thought her talk on contemplation was brilliant. And I think contemplation and listening go together. They're almost like two sides of the same coin. And so if you haven't if you missed last week, I encourage you to go back and listen to that. But right at the end, Gillian said, I can't do it in a Scottish accent, so I'm not going to try. But she said, in terms of contemplation, we need to turn up, shut up, and look up. And it's almost the same with listening as well. And actually, that's what it requires of us. And we are all different on this one. And some people hear God loads. You know the type of people, they've had five revelations before they've even had breakfast. Yeah? But actually, don't start comparing yourself with other people. It's okay to hear God in the way that he made you. We're all different. We've got different personalities. And the great thing is Father God created you. He knows you better than he knows you know yourself. And therefore, Father God knows the best way to speak to us if we are willing to listen. So, what is your connection to God's voice like? Do you find it obvious when God's speaking to you? We're all different on this. Some of us have got a Wi-Fi connection. We're always connected. And it's super fast and we're hearing from God all the time. Others of us have a bit more like a mobile phone connection. You get the call when you need it. And others of us have snail mail. It only comes when it's very, very important. That's all I get now. Very, very important letters. And they're different, but it doesn't make one more better than the other. We're just different people. And we connect with God differently, and God speaks differently to us. It's a little bit like my children. I've got three lovely children, and two of them are in the youth, so I can talk about that. I know, and Karen and I know, that if we want to speak to our children, we have to speak differently to them to get a message across, especially when it comes to my daughter. We want to try and get it in such a way that we don't come away going, well, we're really sorry, we were wrong all along anyway. But we recognise that we speak to our children differently. Illustration of that happened this week. We went to a conference, a number of us this week, and at this conference, Andy Stanley from North Point in America was talking about the fact that if you are not responsible, it's someone else's responsibility. In other words, if you act in an irresponsible way, it makes someone else responsible. And he used an illustration of his daughter. He said, well, as a parent, what's the worst thing your children do? It's a wet towel on the floor. And worse than that is a wet towel on the bed. And he tried for years to stop his daughter doing this. And in the end, he tried this new approach where when he saw the wet towel on the bed or the floor, he would then call her up and he'd say to her, look, when you're irresponsible, you make it someone else's responsibility. You've now made that my responsibility. So I want you to ask me to pick up your towel. And she said, oh, don't be silly, Dad. I'll put it away. He said, no. I want you to ask me because you've made it my responsibility. And she said, Dad, I'll put it away now. No, you have been irresponsible. I want you to ask me. And in the end, she goes, Dad, will you please put my towel away? And he went, yes, sure. And he put it away. And he said, after about 10 or 11 times of doing this, she got the message and there are no more wet towels on the floor. And this was a revelation to me. I thought, I've got it sussed. This is parenting 101. All my dreams are coming true. So I thought, right, I'll try it out on one of my children. I won't tell you their name, but they're the youngest. And we came home that night, and he had got a parcel from Amazon. Now, one of my other wet towels are really bad, but one of my other pains is people unopening things over a bin, over the recycling, but the box or the envelope can't make it into that. And so Sam had got something from Amazon, and the box was left out. And so I called him from downstairs, and I said, Sam, will you come downstairs? Oh, I'm doing something, Dad. I'm in the game. Oh, come downstairs now. Come downstairs now. You have been irresponsible, I said. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be amazing. This is going to transform the whole of our family. You have been irresponsible, Sam, and you've made it my responsibility. Looked a little bit oddly at me, but I was determined to see this through. What? I said, you've been irresponsible and you've made it my responsibility. So I want you to ask me to put your cardboard in the recycling bin. Dad, will you put my cardboard in the recycling bin? And off he went. We've since continued to try to do it with exactly the same result. You see, the thing is, when it comes to communication, you have to know who you're talking to. You have to know the person. Sam doesn't care. Love him as I do. It doesn't work for him. If you don't put that away, I'll take your phone off you. Whoa. But what I'm trying to get at there is that we all need to recognise that Father God knows us best and he knows how to communicate to us. So please, please, please don't get in the business of comparing yourselves with other people. Right, let's turn to our story today. 1 Samuel 3, beginning at verse 1. One of my favourite Old Testament stories here. 1 Samuel 3, verse 1. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. So it appeared in this time that God was not speaking much. That actually there was not much coming in terms of God speaking into this nation at this time. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was laying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Now, for all you Indiana Jones fans, that must have been amazing. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." And Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back and lie down." And so he went and lay down. Again the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And a third time the Lord said, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down." If he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. And in that wonderful story that I'm sure is familiar to many of you, we can see these things that are true for us today. The first thing we learn here is that God sounds, or God often sounds, like a human being. So Samuel thought it was Eli. So there was a sense of God using the familiar to come and speak to Samuel. And God comes to Samuel, and he comes to us disguised in our normal life, our everyday stuff. This was an everyday moment. I imagine that Eli, he was old. I imagine that quite often in the night, he called Samuel. Those of us who are elder and male, we know that a certain time in the night, we have to get up and visit the facilities. And because Eli was older, maybe he wasn't able to do that himself, and Samuel would go and help him. So it was in the everyday. God comes to us disguised as our life in the everyday stuff. And God normally comes to us in normal stuff. Sometimes it can be a song on the radio. Sometimes it can even be a word from a non-Christian friend. And the other thing we see here is that God keeps calling. It's not a, I'll give Samuel one chance on this one. It is a God who keeps calling, a God who keeps speaking. You see, God is far more patient than I am. And so often I miss it or get it wrong, but God keeps speaking. And finally, Eli acts almost as a coach, as a guide for Samuel. Now, it may be that he thought, how am I going to stop this boy coming to me in the middle of the night? But I think it was on the time then he recognized that this was God speaking. And so, can I say, it's good to hang out with people who are more experienced in hearing God. If you hear someone who says, God was saying to me, or God, I heard God say this, take them aside and say, what was that like? What happened? Ask them about it. Develop your sense of hearing God by listening to other people and their experience. Okay, so how do we get better? Two things I want to encourage you to do, very practical. Firstly, slow down. Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I am God. And we need to slow down and stop to listen to the still, small voice of God. Can I encourage you, every single one of you, to find a rhythm or a pattern in your life to be with God? That's why a daily quiet time where we just are still and we slow down, even if it's only 10 minutes, is vital. It's vital because it primes us to listen to the whisper of God's Spirit throughout the rest of the day. And so challenge number one is, what practical step could you take this week to make more time to listen to God? So if you're not doing anything, do 5 minutes. If you're doing 5, do 10. And if you're doing 10, do 15. And grow it gradually. So you're slowing down and listening to God. So slow down is number one. And number two is soften up. You see, the trouble is we get so full of ourselves. We get too busy, too self-confident. And we need to soften up, to tune in to Radio Jesus. Jesus said, when in the Gospels we hear him say, do you have ears to hear? And it was clear, because Jesus said this, that he would be in town and he would be speaking, and still people missed it. They weren't listening. See, sometimes God is speaking, but our heart is hard and we miss it. So slow down and soften up. And then I encourage you to follow the ABC of discerning whether it's God you're hearing. A stands for advice. If If you hear something from God, talk it over with someone. Am I hearing this correct? A, ask advice. B, is it in line with the Bible? Remember, we listen to the Bible and we read the Bible for revelation, not just explanation. And we read in 2 Timothy 3, all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness. A, ask advice. B, is it in line with scripture, the Bible? And C, use your common sense. You may have known, as I do, a couple who have been childhood sweethearts. Everyone knew that they were going to end up married. They were just so well connected. They'd grown up together. It was obvious that they were a wonderful match. And yet they weren't willing to commit because they still hadn't had a word from God that they were right for each other. Sometimes we just need to use our common sense. Sometimes just use the wisdom that God has given you. And there are some great resources which are being emailed to you right now that I will help you in this whole area of listening to God. But we're going to do something now, and we're going to do that now. And we're going to use an ancient pattern for listening to God through Scripture. And it's got four parts. The first part is you read it. And you read it several times and you familiarize yourself with it. The second is you explore it. You allow your imagination to go around those words. And then you pray it. You have a conversation with God. And then you enjoy it. Enjoy what God is saying to you. And so we're going to do that right now, just before we have communion together. And we're going to use...
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not check us out on all social media platforms or visit broadmead.org.uk. Thank you.